Hey, all y'all mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, just above Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from Hollywood and Vine, the most famous intersection in all the world. That's right, all the world, here on the Crab Diving Network. You can find us at www.crabdiving.com. That's what, you probably know that because you're listening. But if you do the / live onto that, www.crabdiving.com/live, that's where you know to listen every day to all the good programming here on the Crab Diving Network. This Hollywood Hick program plays every day on the 7th, 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, with new episodes, 7 in the evenings, every Tuesday and Friday. That's right, every Tuesday and Friday, 7 p.m., you can tune in for a new episode. We're probably covering all of the nonsense going on in this world that matters to me, which means no news that's important, just pop culture, stupid criminals, random things that I feel like talking about. That's what we're going to talk about. But, talking about coming from Hollywood, I had to move out the Florida room on account of some shit is going down in Hollywood this evening. There's helicopters everywhere. It's Arma Mother Trucking Geddon out there. I don't know if it's going to hear sirens, helicopters. I don't know. It's like you never know what's going on down on Hollywood Boulevard. The nonsense. Like if Chris Brown is in town, somebody's getting stabbed. So maybe Chris Brown is in town again. Who knows? Paparazzi are out, helicopters. Then helicopters fly so close over top of my house that it literally shakes this joint. The whole place just goes whoa, 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 shakes. It shakes like the I ain't gay no more dude giving an air motorboat. That's how this whole house shakes. It's an air motorboat coming from a helicopter above. It's fucking ridiculous, y'all. Totally crazy ridiculous. So let's just get right into what the hell's going on out there, right? So last episode, I was talking about how the Hollywood Christmas Parade is really a sad excuse for a Christmas parade, and it is a Hollywood shame. Really, it's embarrassing, and like a holiday debacle straight out of Hollywood. And it's good to know that apparently on the other side of the continent, in New York City, they have some of the same problems because fucking Mariah Carey shows up to a freaking Rockefeller tree lighting, whatever hell celebration, Christmas holiday shit going down. And bitch can't sing no more. She's donezo. Like she looks a mess. She's like, can't say, like, she's a straight up mess. Apparently, she was supposed to be there to tape the shit the day before. This happened a couple of days, or yesterday, or I don't know. This last few days, she did this shit, right? I don't know exactly when. I watched it on the interweb because I don't have regular TV on account of I kick DirecTV to the curb because you know why? We are broke the fuck up. That is why I don't have regular TV because I broke the fuck up with DirecTV when they pissed me off. And I just stream things now. And it's a whole lot cheaper and it's a whole lot better. And I highly recommend it because whatever I want to see, I can find it on the interweb real mother trucking easy. But apparently Mariah Carey showed up for the taping 3+ hours late because she was talking on the phone to her lawyers about her divorce from Nick Cannon. And so they were like, no, you're too late. You kept everybody waiting in the cold of New York City out in the middle of Rockefeller Center. We're done. We're packing up. We're going home. We're done with you. Leanne Rimes, you're going to get more stage time. Well, apparently somebody must have pitched a high holy fit. And so she decided to do it live. That's right. Mariah Carey decided she was going to sing live, which is something that bitch should not do anymore. And I'm going to show you why. Okay. So she was going to sing her Christmas classic, which honestly is a great Christmas song. The one that you hear on the radio that she recorded back when she could actually sing, right? So she was going to sing, or did sing, All I Want for Christmas, right? Great pop song, Christmas song. I love it. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's fun to sing along to. So, whatever. This is what it is supposed to have kind of at least sort of sounded like because this is recorded in a studio, whatever. But this is like the original All I Want for Christmas, a little clip of it, what it's supposed to sound like. Okay, so here we go. Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas the way it's supposed to be done in the OG recording. All right, y'all, here we go.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Okay, so y'all can agree that sounds lovely. That's the very beginning of the song, right before she busts in. All I want for my. I love this song, right? Okay, but that's what the beginning sounds like when Mariah Carey sings it on the recording. Now, this clip I'm going to play right here is what that little section sounds like when she's singing it at the Rockefeller with some tracks and things behind her, kind of balancing out her voice, and then like with like the music and stuff. So it's like, okay, so this is that same little section at the Rockefeller Center as heard by other people, or what we saw on TV at least. Okay, here we go.
Just want you for my own.
All right, then. So, not bad, not great, whatever. Some, like, hiccups here and there, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It is not the Mariah Carey that we are supposed to see, the elusive chanteuse, as she likes to be referred to as. Barf, I threw up in my mouth a little bit, excuse me, while I barfed in my mouth a little bit at that elusive chanteuse shit. So, okay, now this is a little section of that, too, where they have isolated, I found this on the interweb, it was on the gossip websites, where they have isolated her vocal track where it's just her singing into that microphone, to that gold microphone in front of that big old giant red dress she had on. With her titty balls out. And normally I'm a fan of titties, but there was something about her titties that just bothered me in that dress. I don't know. It's like it was the way they were trying to display them, but not quite right. I don't know. There was just something wrong about it. The way she had her hair laying over them, I just couldn't get past it. But okay, but whatever. This is the isolated track of Miss Mariah Carey, the elusive chanteuse. Threw up in my mouth a little bit. Singing that same little bit, just a little bit of that little bit we just heard. Okay? Want to hear it? Here it go. All right.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Christmas. Bitch cannot hit them high notes like she used to. She sure as hell can't. Need to take care of that instrument, girl. I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know what kind of fantasy world you live in, but you obviously live in some kind of delusional fantasy world. It's really fucking amazing. I love it. But, yeah, pull it together, baby. Pull it together. I know you're going through divorce and some shit, and I am not going to be broke the fuck up with you because I just think you're nuts and I like watching you. So we are not broke the fuck up. I think you're just crazy cuckoo bananas nuts. But I have this friend, his name's Jerry, and I saw this on the Facebook, and I don't care if he don't know I'm quoting him, but I'm quoting him any fucking way. He ain't gonna listen to this anyway. He's too bougie for this shit, for this low rent Hollywood hick program. But he did like call it out, like a part of what he said, like he was talking about how like the voice is shot, but he calls it out first thing. Voice is shot. You ain't taking care of it. I'm paraphrasing this. You didn't take care of it. You should have known you had this. When it was released, it was great. Now you fucking suck. So blah, blah, blah. But then he gets good. He's like, he goes, and it's sad. I'm going to quote this part. I'm not going to paraphrase. He's like, some artists and actors tarnish their legacy. Has she? Basically. There's no denying her sales and that voice at its peak of perfection on her Unplugged. But when you continue to act as if you are invincible and no one can replace you, guess what? Someone replaces you. And yes, he's exactly right, because there's all those little girls coming in right behind you, and they are not—they actually can sing, or at least they, under the guise that they can sing, and they don't pull this bullshit. Well, that Ariana Grande shit, but I don't expect her to be around for too very long. You see, she got hit in the head with that Ariana Grande latte bitch got hit in the head at the Victoria's Secret fashion show with a wing, and she was singing like one of the girls was walking by and actually hit her in the head with a wing. You would have thought, the look on her face, you would have thought that like the end of the world was coming. She was like so like, oh my God, I can't believe you hit me in the head with a giant fucking wing. Your little brat doll ass was probably in the way and not on her mark. Stupid little thing. I'm not so sure I like that Ariana Grande latte, but we ain't broke the fuck up yet, but we might be, because I really don't like her that much. She seems like she's got a mouth full of mashed potatoes and whatever. I digress. But Yeah, that's what the hell's going on with Mariah Carey. But I hate to call her out like that, but bitch can't pull it off like she used to. She looks a mess. I mean, really, she looks like Miss Piggy was like honestly, and it's really sad to say, but like she is a walking, breathing human Miss Piggy. That's the way she looks. Like she's got them cheeks, and if she just had is just missing the nose, but the rest of it, I swear to God, is Miss Piggy come to life. It's like she's looking for her Kermit, I reckon. Good Lord, she's got rid of Nick Cannon, so now she needs Kermit. Go find him. Mwah. Hee-yah. If she busted out a hee-yah and a, like, mwah, I would fucking mwah. Like, however fucking Miss Piggy talks, I would lose it. Oh, whatever. I'm tired of talking about Mariah Carey. So, time for a Mama June update. Mama June Honey Boo Boo Clan update. Really not a whole lot new on the front, except for they're all still white trash lowlives who I'm broke the fuck up with because I'm sick and tired. I say that out loud, sick and tired of this nonsense. I can't believe I used to defend these people. I say it every time. That's what chaps my ass. Is I had your back, and then you went and proved me wrong, and I hate that. I hate that more than just about anything. But apparently, Mama June and Pumpkin, one of the middle children, the one that's not quite right because she got struck by lightning, and I ain't been right since. That's according to the show. I didn't make that shit up. But apparently, Mama June and Pumpkin, because they were the two that were most on the side of Mark McDaniel, the child molester who molested the oldest daughter, Chickadee, when she was 8, while Pumpkin apparently was in the room, but Pumpkin has blacked that out and acts a fool. But maybe she's coming around. I don't know. But the gist of the story is this dumbass that lives somewhere outside of there, a couple of hours outside of there, he went and made death threats against Mama June and Pumpkin. His name's Andrew Kurt Summers. He's now facing felony charges for making terroristic threats on the Facebook. Don't make fucking killing threats on the Facebook, people. They will fucking come after your ass, especially when you're like on TV. And then they like people pay attention. But he says it was a joke and a dumb mistake, which it probably was, and he probably never intended to do it, but this dude's now got a fucking shit storm to deal with. The feds, everybody's gonna be on him for like he's getting charged with terroristic threats. Good Lord. Just like slap the guy on the wrist, be like, don't do it anymore. There's a picture of him. He looks like he's scared to death, poor little honky thing. Ah, swanny. But let's see, what else the hell's going on? Oh my God, y'all. Oh my God, you mother truckers. Guess the mother trucking what? Guess what? My TV is about to heat the fuck up. That is what I'm telling you. Yes, because we got two things. One just started, and I'm so excited, you don't even know. And the other one is coming up, and I'm so excited, you don't even know. But the first one, there's two things coming up. The first is the one that already happened. And one of my very, very favorite television programs is back. Like, I say I don't talk about those housewife ladies because they're annoying and they're grating. And I don't like to talk about them unless I'm like, they're doing something untoward. And like that Teresa one-head Giudice chick, because like her hairline, good Lord, that hairline. It's like eyebrows, like half an inch, and then her hairline starts. It's ridiculous. A gorilla has that hairline. The woman is one of the most unattractive people on the television set. I said it out loud, and I'll say it again. Poor thing. But we'll talk about her later. But the Housewives of Orange County, Beverly Hills, Atlanta, everywhere, I am broke the fuck up with those bitches because it's just so tired and fabricated and whatever. And although there is another program that involves ladies and who are referred to as wives of the sort, but this one is called Mob Wives on the VH1. It is brilliant television, whether you want to believe it or not. These ladies are straight up 100% nuts. And if one of those housewives of the Orange County, Beverly Hills, Atlanta, Miami, New York, wherever the hell all those bougie women are from, if they cross the paths of these Staten Island mob wives, they would know what was real then. NeNe thinks she's tough now. NeNe would get her ass beat in half a second, like to the point where NeNe would not even know who NeNe was anymore. NeNe would be like, NeNe who? Because this Renee bitch or this Natalie bitch or Big Ange or Drita the one that looked like she will straight up fuck you up. And they do not play. If you don't call, okay, here, let me just explain to you. Okay. So here is a recap from the other night was the season 5 premiere. I was so excited. Mob Wives is back. I love these ladies so much. They're crazy. And they threw a twist. Oh, yeah. They fucked some of them up. So we'll get into all that. But here is a recap from the beginning of the program the other night where they kind of like called us up on what's going on. So you can hear from this how nuts these women really are. Like, they're delusional, crazy. They make me feel so much better about myself because whatever anger issues I thought I had pale in comparison to these women, they are awesome. And I'm sure some of this is sort of done up for the cameras, and I don't give a shit. That's what you need to know about me. There's certain things I don't give a shit about. I don't care if you drum up drama for television as long as it's good and it's fun. Also, I don't give a shit if you lip sync at a concert 99 times out of 100 on account of if you can't pull it off. I don't want to hear you fucking warble through a goddamn song. I would rather listen to what the song is supposed to sound like and you can move your mouth and, like, make it look good. A la Britney Spears. I don't know why everybody gives my Britney shit about that. She knows her limits. She does what she can do. And, she does it. Okay? Blah, blah, blah. That's all I'm going to say on that. So, but here is the recap from last season so you people can see what I'm talking about and how wonderful and awesome the television show Mob Wives is. So, here is a little recap so y'all can see what I'm talking about. All right? Want to hear it? Here it go. Okay?
I'll be the nicest girl you ever meet in your life. You're the biggest you wish you never met.
Maybe they understand they're in Philly, but Staten Island, we don't understand.
Natalie, we love you, baby.
Natalie's the face of my fashion line. She's young, sexy. She's a mini-me.
Natalie's crazy.
Yeah, what's up?
This is the first summer Lee's been home in 4 years. I'm like a happy dick on a rainbow.
Yeah, you got one.
Yeah, the rest of
it. Last year, AJ was getting himself in trouble. He almost went to jail. Thank God he straightened out his act. You really have a baby coming. You've got to get your together.
Tell me about it.
My date just got to the club. This is Michael. Very nice to meet you. You smell delicious. What did you say? Learn your place and shut the up.
I'll cut somebody's throat.
Who the is Renee Graziano?
Delicious, delicious, delicious.
You disrespected our friendship.
You think we should have a talk with Renee and tell us stop acting like Al Capone?
I see Natalie joking with the other girls, and it's making me twisted.
Obviously, I can see where everybody's loyalty is.
You're either with me or against me, and if you're against me, you're backstabbers.
Renee wants respect. She has to give the respect.
Have you seen this?
This is all a lie. Somebody is out to get me. That's how I feel. I was arrested and pleaded guilty to embezzlement.
She could send you to jail for up to 5 years.
Definitely had a rat ratting you out on this one.
You really think I'm going to rat on anybody?
You're not going to sit here and insinuate I'm a snitch or I'm leaking information.
You want to play ball? Yeah. Bring it.
I got people that want to say they're my friends and they want to leech onto my ankles and pull me down. Guess what, bitch? I don't sing.
Too much question. My loyalty. I don't think so.
You sat with Karen Gravano, talked about my husband. I didn't break your skull.
I know that violence is not the answer.
Next time you hang out with ex-girlfriends, you're gonna get hurt.
But yes, it is.
Period.
OMG, I fucking love these ladies so much. They are nuts. You ever want to feel better about yourself? Watch Mob Wives, because your rage issues pale in comparison to these ladies. And the quotes, the best one of that whole thing is Drita. She's badass. When she's her husband's back out of prison. And before, honestly, let me just tell you this too. In the episodes and seasons when Lee was in prison, her husband, she was all ready to kick that mother trucker to the curb. She was ready to kick him to the mother trucking curb. She had it. She was like, the fuck, And, but then he gets out of jail and she's like, oh, her pussy started twangling and she's like, took him back in. And so now he's like back in the picture, which is fine because Lee's actually kind of hot. So good for you, Drita. Hopefully he'll stay out of prison this time. But when he gets back and she's like, with her quote, it's like a happy dick on a fucking rainbow. That is happy. Take it from a homo. That is happy. That is like a pure definition of happiness as far as my people are concerned. But the bleeping, whoever has to bleep this show out, it's like on overdrive. Like somebody is just constantly bleep, bleep, bleep. It's like the only thing worse was an episode of Jerry Springer for bleeping. Honestly, it's so fucking awesome. And these women are nuts. Renee, nuts. And they're all like, okay, they're all connected somehow. to the mob through like marriage or like their father. Like the Renee one, her father was a bigwig in one of the families, was in jail for a long time. And Renee also, Renee, who is like this big gargantuan woman who they all are kind of, well, not all of them, but a couple of them, Renee and Big Ange. But Big Ange, don't talk about Big Ange. We'll get to her in a sec. Don't talk about Renee. But Renee is nuts. Like, this woman has got some serious issues. Like, she just anger issues and mistrust, and it all stems from insecurity, I think, because she's not a really pretty woman and she wants to be a really pretty woman. But she was married to this guy, Junior, and I ain't so sure if they're divorced or if they're still technically married, but whatever. He's in prison, and he is, because I'll talk, you hear how they talk about, like, being a rat is the worst freaking thing that you can do in the Staten Island world of mob, apparently. And the ladies try to hold down being not being a rat, but apparently their husbands slash mates are not very good at it, because Renee's husband slash ex-husband, I can't remember which one it is, or it might have been ambiguous, whatever. But Junior is in the pokey, right? But he has been ratting everybody out. Everybody out. He's got all kind of people in trouble. So Renee is all conflicted about that, because she don't want to be a rat, but she talks a shit ton of shit. Like, she says that she ain't no rat. She is an enormous rat because she cannot hold her tongue. You will see, because I am going to be recapping Mob Wives throughout this season, probably on the Friday episodes of The Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network. I don't even think I've said that yet, but you're listening to the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. The Hollywood Hick coming at you every Tuesday and Friday at 7 in the p.m. with a new episode replaying through the week on the 7s. Okay, there, I got my plug in. Back to the Mob Wives. So, Renee, nuts. Then you got my favorite Mob Wife, Big Ange. She's the one that sounds like Harvey Fierstein. She lives up to the name Big Ange. Everything about her is big. She's big. Not like fat big. She's just like a big woman. Tall, full, big old titty balls, enormous titty balls, and a big ass, and proud of, and lips. Oh my God, the size of her lips. Duck lips does not even do justice to it. But for whatever reason, on Big Ange, all of this works, because it's who she is. She owns it. It's kind of like Dolly Parton style. She knows who she is. You may not like it. It may not be your thing, but that's okay, because you know what? You ain't got to wear it. It's Big Ange is good. And in this season, Big Ange, usually she's the fun, jovial one who kind of keeps the peace. But from what I've seen, Big Ange is not going to be having it in season 5. She is out for blood. She even gets into a fight. Oh, we'll get to that. But then you got Drita, who I was talking about, like the quote, the best quote. Like she is happy like a dick, like a happy dick on a fucking rainbow. That is poetry. If that ever was poetry. But Drita, she was madly, like, she was on the street. She's like half Albanian and half something. Like, she is tough. She is tough. She does not play. And so who else do you got on this show? And then you got this new girl, Natalie. She just started last season, and she's the one that's been stirring up trouble because she cannot hold her tongue. She's always wanting to put herself in the mix, and she is going to get her ass beat. Like, I think this season she's going to get her ass beat, because last season she kind of, like, came out of it okay. But this season I get the feeling I think the tide is going to turn on a bitch. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But so on this newest episode, season 5, so they're like, there was a little bit of splaining of what had gone on, whatever. You heard all that. Like, these bitches do not like it when somebody is ratting somebody out and when they're talking shit behind their back, especially if it's about their husband or their family. They go nuts, ape shit nuts. And that's pretty much what happened. So they're all like, all it is a whole bunch of bitching and complaining about this Renee chick. Because as the season kicks off, Renee is fucking public enemy number one. Complete public enemy number one. All the other Mob Wives ladies are done with her. You can stick a fork in her. They are broke the fuck up with Renee, okay? Completely broke the fuck up with Renee. And I understand it, because the woman is straight up nuts. And not like good nuts, like the kind of nuts, like the crazy snap and kill your ass nuts, like that television show Snapped on the Oxygen Channel. One day we're gonna see this Renee woman on there, because she's just gonna snap. But I don't think it's just gonna be snap and take out a husband. I think it's gonna be snap and take out like a city block, because this woman has got some serious pent-up rage. Like, here, I'll give you a little. Okay, this is Renee, a clip of Renee giving one of her little confessionals where she is just not not, 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 mother trucking, having it with the other ladies, and she is about to fucking blow the fuck up. Okay, so this is a taste of Renee and what's to come for this season. All right, here we go. Renee with her little confessional anger quote. All right, here we go. Renee, angry.
After speaking to Karen, I've realized that nobody will ever tell me where to go, what to do, and what the fuck to say. So this summer party might go from a kickoff to an actual brawl.
See what I tell ya? Renee is bugging for a fight because they went to this annual rooftop party, apparently, where last year they all went together, right? And this year they're like on the outs with Renee, who insists on showing up anyway because you know she's got to like go cause trouble. That's the whole point of this whole show, trouble. But the good kind of trouble, not that housewife shit, the mob wives trouble. So this Karen chick she's talking about, okay, she was on the first season or two, and then she went away because she got in, like, she had, like, some troubles and things she had to, like, deal with. Like, she was writing a book because this chick is Karen Gravano, who is Sammy the Bull Gravano's daughter. And, you know, he had, like, hits out on all kinds of, I think he was, like, the, like, hitman for all somebody. I don't know. He killed a lot of people. And then he turned rat. All these women hate rat, but the men in their lives turn rat, and they still defend the shit out of him. Like, she's like, you don't talk about my dad. But her dad is basically a rat, if you boil it down to it, because he started selling some people out to, like, cut down on his jail time. It's like, once that jail and, like, lots of jail falls down, they're like, okay, maybe I will negotiate with you people because I don't want to be here till the end of my time. But this Karen chick, and this Karen chick is straight up don't play. If any of them don't play, I don't know. It's between the Drita girl and this Karen chick. Because this Karen, the Karen chick is evil. Like, Drita just wants to, like, have fun, but everybody insists on pissing her off. This Karen chick just insists on pissing people off. Like, she's one of those people who lives to be pissed off. Constantly angry. Even when she's happy, she's only happy because she just pissed somebody off. She's that kind of person, right? So, here, I will, well, wait a minute first, before I get to that, because it'll do it in chronological order. So, Renee is pissed on this rooftop. She's pissed that fucking Natalie girl goes to start trouble because her and Renee are on the biggest outs because she started the whole problem why Renee is on the outs with the other mob wives ladies, right? Because Renee's nuts and would fucking threaten to fight everybody and was talking shit behind their backs about their family and husbands and stuff, and that's where they draw the line. You can talk about them, but not their family and husbands. But trust me, you don't want to talk about them either. So the other ladies, Drita, Big Ange, and Natalie, are standing over by a bar giving a stink eye in Renee's direction, talking some smack and about what they're going to do and how they're going to confront her. Because they all, like, for the first little bit of this party, they're all just, like, stink-eyeing across at each other. Like, nobody will, like, look at the fucking elephant in the room. And, no, we're not talking about some of the other ladies. We are talking about the proverbial elephant in the room, which is they all fucking hate each other. Oh, no, they have the two factions. They don't hate each other. A few of them like each other. A few of them like each other. But then there's this massive hate between the groups. It's so much fun. Okay, so this is a little clip of, see, these women are not having it. So this is Drita, Big Ange, and Natalie over at the bar at the rooftop party where they're supposed to be having fun, just seething and foaming at the mouth about what they're going to do about Renee. Okay, so here we go. Here's the ladies foaming at the mouth. All right, want to hear it? Here it go.
Linda Blair ruined my night.
Jerk off.
Natalie made Renee run off, but I want to find her and settle this now.
She talks about my husband, me,
You, you don't have the balls to say that to my face. You know you're a dumb.
I'm gonna go nuts.
Let's bring her up. Let's go. Come up.
I never seen Trudy and Ange is angry.
Go life.
I just think everything's about to explode right now.
Okay. All right. So these ladies are bugging for a fight, too. So we got the two signs. All right. Renee, and then we got Drita, Big Ange, and Natalie on the other side, foaming at the mouth at this rooftop party, right? When what happens? Shows up from Arizona where she's supposed to be, but now she's come to New York to get the back of her good buddy Renee. Karen, Sammy the Bull Gravano's daughter, fucking straight up nuts, ready to kill everybody, ain't happy unless she's pissed the fuck off and broke the fuck up with everybody, comes walking in, walks over to Renee, makes a big old like, ha-ha, look who's here. Renee goes nuts. Like, now we've got a real fight going, right? We got, Renee's got backup. The other girls got backup. So Renee comes in and she's like, I'm going to go settle this shit right here and now. Let everybody know, look who's here, bitches. Look who's here. So this is Renee with a little bit of like, okay, here's a clip of Renee. And then we'll finish this up on the flip side. All right. So here is our good buddy, Renee, Sammy the Bull Gravano's daughter, straight up angry nuts, ain't happy unless she's pissed the fuck off, broke the fuck up with everybody, apparently, but Renee. And, yeah, so want to hear it? Here it go.
I needed to be back in New York anyway, but honestly, after talking to Renee the other day on the phone, I know that I needed to be here tonight because it seems like she's swimming in a pool with a bunch of sharks, and I don't like Renee being in this situation. I don't like the fact that everyone's gunning for her head. How about you How are you bitches going to have a rooftop party and not invite me?
Okay, you want to talk about three bitches whose fucking jaws hit the floor and their hearts sunk to their fucking ass because they were not expecting this crazy ass Karen, Sammy the Bull Gravano's daughter, to show up because the bitch is nuts, as I have already said, and ain't ever happy unless she's pissing everybody off. I mean, she sent that poor Natalie girl running for the hills. That Natalie girl was like, we are leaving. She went to her boyfriend who, why come in fucking, well, I do have a question because of this, but why come like in like Staten Island, a straight dude can run around in a pair of like purple slip-on shoes and there's nothing, like nobody calls him a homo or anything like that. But if like in middle America, some dude was to run around in purple slip-on shoes, like patent leather, purple slip-on shoes, really bright ones, they would be getting yelled homo nonstop. But these Staten Island dudes love that shit. They dress like smarmy homos and get away with it. It's wonderful. I love that. It's my other favorite part about the show. The men dress like smarmy-ass homos, and they're straight, and everybody loves it. Like, the hot ladies with the big titty balls are throwing themselves at them. It's awesome. Whatever. I digress. It happens a lot. Okay. So, what now? Natalie done run for the hills. Big Ange and Drita are standing there like, oh, hail to the no. Hail to the no. And then Renee's over there gloating because now she finally has some support. So, and then that's where it's bump, 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 because I love the music. That's why I let the little snippet of the dum, dum, dum kind of music that they use on this show, because it's all that like drama building shit. They're really good at doing that on the Mob Wives. So we're going to be following the Mob Wives. That's where it left off on the season five, episode one premiere. And so they were setting everything up. There was a lot of exposition wrapping things up from last season, but towards the end at the rooftop party, that's where it started to get good. And they did give us a little upcoming of what to expect for the season ahead, and it looks like it's gonna be awesome because these women are nuts. So like I played for you at the beginning of this Mob Wives nonsense, what had happened, so this is what we are to expect to happen. Like, you don't even need the video. Like, you can listen to it and know that these women are nuts and shit is going to go down and hair is going to get pulled. Bottles are going to get thrown. Fists are going to get punched into faces. And I look forward to watching every last minute of it and reporting back to you people here on the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network. And I'll probably even be tweeting about it at the @BrentParis, which is Brent Paris with two R's in Paris, which makes it fancy. Don't spell it like the city. Spell it like the fancy that the Hollywood Hick is. @BrentParis on the Twitters. So here is what we have to look forward to on this season five of The Mob Wives on VH1. I highly encourage each and every one of you to watch this each and every week because it is... it is reality television at its finest. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it so much. It brings me so much joy. It brings me so much joy. I feel so much better about myself every time I get done watching it because whatever anger issues I thought I had are completely in check. Unless maybe I'm behind the wheel of a car and then all bets are fucking off. Because you know what? I was trying to control my road rage and I'm not doing that anymore. I am going to holler out my window and let every last one of these mother truckers know exactly what I think about them. I yelled at a cop yesterday for being an asshole in an intersection, for driving all slow and being an obstruction. And I dared the motherfucker to question me on it. Now, I might have not should have said that, but I got away with it. I like to think it was my southern sensibilities that got through it because they just think I'm being funny with this accent. But I was straight up serious. I was like, move your ass. You're impeding traffic. You're part of the fucking problem. This is Hollywood. This is not some podunk town where you can pull this shit and it don't fucking matter. It's Hollywood. Fucking entertainment capital of the world, motherfucker. Move along. Some of us are busy. Whatever. I digress again. Here is what we get to look forward to on the upcoming season of my new favorite reality television program, Mob Wives. All right, want to hear it? Here it go.
These girls
are at war.
Who the f- are you?
I'm Karen.
I'm Natalie.
I'm thinking this is going to be a real ugly situation.
I'm Sicilian. We don't f- around with rats.
Natalie is going in again. I'm ready to shut her down.
You can call my father a rat. Really? But you're a pig.
Really?
Get the f- off me.
I don't think this war is over.
If you called me a I'm going to crack your head open. Crack my head because I said it, not because a crackhead said it.
I want you to man the up. It has nothing to do with Renee and Karen. It has to do with me and you.
You guys are acting like I'm crazy for walking in my living room and seeing a dirty sucker. Bitches shouldn't be in my house without an explanation.
Bitch, who the you here with? Who the did you here with?
You put me in this position. That bitch and the she's probably trying to sit on.
They don't even know how the I came back here. Where is my son?
He can't walk. They called an ambulance.
I'm thinking, oh my God, my son's dead.
You'll never believe what Junior's testimony did to my cousin.
This lifestyle, it's not worth it. Junior shot somebody.
Oh, that's right.
He's the reason Angie's cousin is facing life.
How are you? Natalie.
Her name is Natalie, too.
Who Natalie?
I can't take another Natalie. No way, no how.
She would need God to come off the cross. There would be no helping her. Bitch has a mouth. She wants to use it. Then use it to me. I'm going to knock her chicklets out. She's going to need new teeth.
I like to see the two Natalies in the same room.
It's Philly against Philly.
May the best Natalie win.
You just don't get it. This circle of girls has officially been motherfucked. Tainted.
Who are you ever to call me a deadbeat mother? Where my daughter sees it. Come at me.
These women are out of control. So I have arranged to see the boss of bosses, Victoria Gotti.
My dad used to say, speak softly, carry a big stick.
You should kill her. And when you kill her, I'm going to say, that's what you get, mother.
It seems like everyone forgot the true core values of friendship and loyalty.
That's like being a rat.
You stay with a rat. Let's go! I want to put pressure on her neck so she can't breathe or talk. You want to sit with the rat? You sit with the mother rat.
I'm going to wreck you.
This is not over.
Oh, holy hell. I wish it was time for another episode already. I love it. Can you hear how much bleeping goes on in that clip? Like, it is not that long, and there is like 9,000 bleeps in there because these are the cussinest women. I mean, I would blend. Y'all hear me talk on this damn program. The Hollywood Hick is all about cussing. I am a cusser. Sorry if I offend, but it's really just done out of fun. And it's just fun. I love cussing. It gets reaction. People like stand up and look. When you say broke the fuck up, that has more power than we are broke up. We are broke up. But when I go, we are broke the fuck up. There is some power behind that. That's just all I'm saying to y'all. There's some power. But what I am going to keep y'all all abreast of what's happening on the greatest reality show that is currently on television called Mob Wives. And so every Friday on the Hollywood Hick, we will have a Mob Wives roundup. And I'll keep y'all up on what's going on. And I highly encourage y'all to watch. It's on VH1. I don't know what time because I stream the shit and look at it on the computer and things like that because I don't have DirecTV because guess what I did with them? I broke the fuck up with them. That's what I did because they pissed me the fuck off. Their shit wasn't working. When I finally said we are broke the fuck up, that's when they wanted to fix it. So guess where I went? Blackout rage. And I let those mother truckers have it. I let them have it with both guns. Like Renee. It was like a combination of Renee, Drita, Natalie, Karen, and Big Ange all put together in one giant torrent of rage and let me tell you what I think about you to DirecTV. And I hung the phone up with a we are broke the fuck up and we have been broke the fuck up ever since. What? That's the truth. Okay, moving on about that. All right, so I said there's another something coming to television that I am all kind of excited about. All kind of excited about this, right? So, on the Lifetime channel, they are doing a movie that is one of those biopic movies on Whitney Houston, directed by Miss Angela Bassett, and it looks awesome. Now, my one request is they better cover the Being Bobby Brown reality show years, because as much as I love Mob Wives, Being Bobby Brown is and always will be my favoritest of all reality television programs, simply for some of the like shit that came out of Whitney's mouth. Like, God bless you, Whitney, rest in peace. You had a voice of an angel until you ruined it. And I love Whitney Houston. I'm really sad she's gone. I can remember the minute when I found out she had passed away. My friend Lisa called me up, and she's like, oh, my God, Whitney Houston has passed away. She is dead. And I was walking up the steps into my place, and my buddy Rick was in here, and I come running in the house, and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, Whitney Houston's dead. Whitney Houston's dead. And I ran directly into the house to, like, run to the computer to check out the TMZ, because, you know, that's where I go to get all of my news, because, one, they report it first, and usually they get it right, no matter what anybody wants to say. So I run in, look at the TMZ. Lo and behold, Whitney has passed away dead in the tub at the Beverly Hilton over in Beverly Hills on Wilshire Boulevard. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I could, but I couldn't because I just didn't want to. But, oh, my Lord. So, whatever. Back to Bobby Brown, best reality, being Bobby Brown, best reality show ever. So the quotes that came out of Whitney's mouth were classic, beyond classic, the best shit ever on reality television. And so... here, let me just play you a couple of clips of some of the gems that fell out of this woman's mouth. And then on the flip side of that, I will play the I'll play the trailer for the Whitney movie coming on Lifetime. Because even here, like, when you listen to the trailer, too, well, we'll talk about that. But when you listen to it, like, the chick sang this Whitney Houston songs. The chick who plays Whitney sings the songs because they couldn't get the rights to the real Whitney songs. And she does a pretty damn good job. But before that, this is some clips from the best reality show of all time ever, Being Bobby Brown, where if somebody wants to go out and pirate something, don't hack Sony. Hack whoever's got the footage of Being Bobby Brown 2 that never saw the light of day because Whitney's people put the kibosh on it because they made her look horrible because her wig was always unskewed. She was doing crazy shit, saying the stuff that I'm about to play for you. So if anybody wants to hack something, don't hack Sony. Who cares about their passwords and how much money Seth Rogen makes? We already know he makes too much money. How about you hack whoever's got the Being Bobby Brown season 2? Put that online so that people like me, because I know there's more of me out there, can enjoy this. And remember the greatness that was Being Bobby Brown, the most awesome reality show ever. So here's Whitney with some clips of her famous quotes from Being Bobby Brown, season 1, the only season of the greatest reality show ever. Okay, here we go.
Bobby! You know what? I'm not doing this with him today.
Hell to the no.
Damn! Lord, I just want to be a real person. Praise God.
Okay, and if those aren't good enough, we also have the greatest quote ever from Miss Whitney Houston, which is this right here. The best kiss my ass in the history of kiss my ass. All right, here we go.
Kiss my ass! Kiss my ass!
Oh my God, nobody in the history of ever did kiss my ass as good as Whitney. That is so freaking classic. Rest in peace, baby. Rest in peace. But oh my God, you gave me so much joy while you were here on Earth. I swear to God, not just your music, but being Bobby Brown, the greatest reality show in the history of reality shows. So what I can say, like I said, they have created a biopic on the Lifetime Network directed by Miss Angela Bassett of Waiting to Exhale fame. So she knew Whitney pretty good, probably. So it's like probably like whatever. But so this is the trailer for that, which it looks, it honestly, it does look pretty good. Because it does look like this. It does. I can't talk all of a sudden. It does look like they delve into some of the more sordid shit. Because I mean, honestly, like shit went off the rails. It's a slippery slope. But honestly, if they do not include being Bobby Brown, I'm gonna be so pissed. But this here is the trailer. I'm just gonna have to listen to it because there ain't no video on the radio. Sorry, y'all. But I'm poet, don't know it. Video on the radio. And but here is the trailer. And like, notice though that the chick who plays Whitney, I forget her name. I could look it up, but there's too many windows open right now and that require me to find it. But whatever her name is, she's really pretty. And she pretty much nails Whitney Houston's voice singing. Like even on I Will Always Love You, Whitney couldn't pull it off there in the last several years. This chick's pulling it off pretty good. So this is the trailer, the audio for the trailer for the Whitney biopic coming on Lifetime Network, directed by Miss Angela Bassett. And I'm not exactly sure when it's coming on, but it's coming out soon, I'm sure. They put a trailer out. That means soon. Look it up. Y'all got Google. I ain't the only one with Google. All right, here we go. Here is the trailer for the Whitney biopic on the Lifetime Network. Here we go.
16 weeks at the top of the Billboard charts.
You are the greatest voice of your generation.
Time to be Whitney Houston.
Getting mad.
Do you
You're making a mistake.
Go away! Open the door, Whitney!
Whitney, you need to protect the voice.
I'm a grown woman now, and I'm going my own way.
It's never gonna work, Bobby. You know that.
No! No! No!
What do you want? To destroy me?
I promise you she will never come between us. No one will ever.
I'm putting everything on the line. My career, everything. I need this to be real.
Baby, you want in 10.
Oh, my sweet Jesus Lord, I cannot wait to see that. And I looked it up while that was playing. I looked it up. So on January the 17th on the Lifetime Network, we will all be regaled with the what looks like to be the next great, like, Lifetime biopic. Got to be way better than some of the ones in the past, because this one actually looks good. Angela Bassett directed it, and the chick who plays Whitney is named Yaya DaCosta. That's her name. She was in that Butler movie, I reckon, too. So, look for this, January 17th, Whitney, on the Lifetime Network. This mother trucker is going to be listening. And the Hollywood Hink will be recapping this shit, or giving you my take on it, whatever, my review, somewhere on or about the 18th of January, if that's a Tuesday or Friday or thereof. I'm not looking it up because I'm lazy. I don't feel like it, okay? So that's that about Whitney. I can't wait. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Cannot wait for Whitney movie. It's going to be awesome. They better cover the Being Bobby Brown year, or I am going to be all kind of upset. I might throw something at the TV, so let's hope that doesn't happen, because I can't afford a new TV. So let's move on to my other favorite subject lately. My favorite subject lately has been stupid criminals. Like the Mob Wives make me feel better about myself and my anger issues, stupid criminals make me feel better about just about everything. And when I say just about everything, I mean just about everything. And I alluded to this earlier, but I don't talk about those housewives, bitches, any of them, New Jersey, Atlanta, New York, Miami, Beverly Hills, Orange County, wherever the hell they're from, them self-entitled bitches. I can't stand them. But when one of them runs afoul of the law and becomes a stupid criminal herself, I feel that it is my duty to report on this. Well, that stupid one head, even like half head, like she has no forehead. Like it's like eyebrows, hairline. It's ridiculous. It's the reverse of what happens to men. It's like ridiculous. And poor thing, her daughter's got that hairline too. It's ridiculous. Re-freaking mother trucking ridiculous, right? Well, you know she's going to the pokey. The feds caught up with her. They were doing all kind of tax evasion, forging shit to get mortgages on houses and stuff. They just generally all kind of untoward nonsense in the financial type of way. Her and that Juicy Joe husband of hers did all kind of shit. He got more time than she did. And they're like, they owe millions, like $14 million or whatever. So this Teresa chick who like just refuses to accept any responsibility at all whatsoever, when she knew what was going on, it's like, you want to say you're not a stupid woman? Then a stupid woman would not know what the hell was going on. So you claim to be smart. So there, you fucking void your own argument. You stupid, see you next Tuesday, backwards ass Jersey bitch. But she's trying to say now that it was not her fault, but it was her lawyer's fault for not filing things correctly. You did the crime. So now you're trying to say, like, she's trying to say, this is a quote from the lawsuit. The Crydell is the name of the law of the lawyers, I guess, that failed to perform a reasonable investigation concerning the petition schedules and statement of financial affairs. The Madison Avenue lawyers failure to exercise that degree of reasonable knowledge and skill that lawyers of ordinary ability and skill possess caused her lost income, legal fees, botched business deals, and public ridicule, the suit says. Fuck you. And you know what? We were already broke the fuck up because I can't stand you and your loud, self-entitled, gross ass. But we are for real broke the fuck up now, because your inability to accept responsibility for the shit that you did is mind-boggling. And the fact that even though in the throes of all this, you're still going out and like acting like you're like some kind of martyr and like everybody's out to get you. No, you created your situation, lady. You created this. Listen to those words, you stupid person, okay? You and your fat, ugly, greasy husband created this situation. And please, for the love of God, would you quit talking about your children and how this is going to affect them, and like if somebody did this to your children? Because if anybody did this to your children, it was their parents. please accept some modicum of responsibility if you want any kind of sympathy with that freaking one head, that fake smile, and that just general unpleasant demeanor. It's like, why people want to watch this bitch on TV is beyond me. Let her go away. She is a felon. Send her away. Fuck you, Bravo, and your fucking need for ratings and putting this stupid whore on television. Like, nobody in their right mind should want to watch this woman. People need to boycott this shit. She's not even entertaining. She's just annoying. She's like nails on a chalkboard. Whatever. So, stupid criminal number one, Teresa Giudice, trying to sue her lawyers for $5 million, saying that they didn't do their job right. You were guilty. And you know what happens to guilty people? You get comped. So that's what happened, you stupid one head, half head, really. You don't even have a forehead. You have half head. Like Tyra has 10 head. You have the opposite of that. You have half head. Stupid, stupid, stupid woman. All right, I'm done with you. I don't even want to talk about you anymore. You just piss me off. Just continually piss me off. I hate that kind of people. Just annoying, grating, self-entitled. Like, they would fit right in out here in Los Angeles. A bunch of self-entitled morons out here, too. Everybody, it's like, I don't understand. I can't wrap my brain around it. I really and truly can't. But so I'm done bitching about her. Let's go see what was happening on the smoking gun. I love looking at the smoking gun because on the smoking gun, I find out what other stupid people are doing. Okay, here we go. Dude, Iowa man, 21, arrested for assaulting pregnant wife with McChicken sandwich. Oh, my sweet Jesus Lord, that's hysterical. He assaulted her with a McChicken sandwich because she tried to be nice and bring him home one to wake him up. And she woke him up saying, I got a chicken sandwich for you. And he was like, bitch, I don't want a chicken sandwich. He picked it up, threw it at her, smashed it in her face. And guess what happened? She called the cops and he's now arrested. That is what happened. Other people, oh, look, check this dude. He got busted for trying to smuggle liquid cocaine disguised as rum. Yeah, some dude named Winston Sinclair coming from Guyana with a bunch of rum coming through JFK International Airport got busted. What an idiot boy. What an idiot boy. Oh, I love these kind of stories. Walmart shopper hid pair of cow tongues in his trousers. Guess where this happened? Where else would it happen? Florida. That's where all of these. Why are there so many people like this in Florida? What is it about Florida? But apparently, this Florida man, he got locked up on a theft charge from stuffing 6.5 pounds of cow tongues down his pants at the Walmart. His name's Jason Puckett. That's his name. He was collared last Friday for stashing the beef tongues. And he was busted on misdemeanor retail theft. But it's like, you know, there's easier ways to get tongue down your pants, buddy. There's easier ways to get a tongue down your mother trucking pants. That's all I'm talking about right there. So let's see what else is going on over here on this. Oh, this one is a great one. This story I loved. So there's a chick, she's amazing. Good Lord. She's from North Carolina, of course. She was arrested on narcotics charges. It was a felony collar, too, by the way. But it didn't seem to faze her because she took to the Twitter after she got out. She was like, says that she surrendered myself at 7 a.m., got released at 11:30 a.m. Fuck what you heard, and my mugshot's cute. God bless her. Okay, let me describe this mugshot to you, okay? This chick has leopard tattoo, like a leopard print, like jacket or breeches or handbag or whatever the fuck. She has that print tattooed all over her neck going around, and it's all across the side of her head, across her whole forehead. She has a real one, not like Teresa Giudice half head. She has all of it across her forehead, back around the other side. Like, it's like she's got this like hood of leopard print on. And so let me correct you, honey. That's not cute. That's, you know what? That's cute for about 4 minutes until you like realize that society does not hire people who have tattoos like that all over their head unless they're working at a tattoo shop. And I highly, highly, highly am suspect at where you work at a tattoo parlor. So you're an idiot. And your mugshot is definitely not cute because you look like hell hit at 150. That's all I got to say about that. So we have done, went, and run out of time here on the Hollywood Hick. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. My name is Brent Paris. You can find me on the Twitters at Brent Paris, 2 R's in Paris to make it fancy. Same thing for Instagram. listen to us and all the other great shows on the Crab Diving Network. And I will be talking to you guys in the next couple of days. Be good. Listen to it on the 7th, y'all. Bye-bye.
Toot-lam, 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 toot-lam.